Monica from San Diego.
Hi, I'm Monica. I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Monica.
Hi, my sobriety date is 10/5/16. I have a home group. It's God Squad 2. We meet Saturday mornings. It's a women's meeting. It's an amazing group of women. And I have a sponsor, and I sponsor women. When I got to Alcoholics Anonymous, I was in a position where I could not consume enough fluid, enough alcohol to get the ease and comfort that I once did from it. And I got to the point where alcohol stopped working, and the only other option that I could think of at the time was death, you know, and I didn't want to kill myself. I wasn't suicidal, but I didn't know any other option. And so when I first started drinking, I was 13, and I started off drinking alcoholically from the very beginning. I always drank way too much. I was never able to understand why. I was the friend that always got too drunk, the friend that always got too sick, the friend that always would pass out early. And I started living that way very young, all through my teens. And then I grew up in Seattle, so we would go up to Canada. The drinking age in Canada is 19, and I would go party up there. But the thing is that I would go by myself, you know. So I started drinking alone very, very young. And I maintained that lifestyle for years, and I pushed everyone out of my life, you know. I got to the point in my early 20s where I had no friends. I wasn't able to have relationships with my family. I was very much an isolated alcoholic. And I moved to San Diego when I was 25. That was in December of 2009. And I thought that Seattle was my problem. I thought it rained too much. You know, it was just depressing. Like, I knew where my drug dealer lived. Like, it was just not a good place for me to be. So I thought that moving down to San Diego, where it was sunny, was going to solve my problem. And so I moved down here with very little money in my bank account and a Volkswagen full of stuff, you know, and I rented a room off Craigslist. It was, I'm very fortunate it worked out, but I just like, bye. And so I came down to San Diego, and within the first month of living in San Diego, I realized that Seattle wasn't my problem. You know, my drinking was my problem. You know, I was, right away, I was drinking more than I had ever drank before, and I was very much alone down here in San Diego. I had no friends, no family, nobody. And so I found, I still don't recall exactly how I found my first AA meeting, but I found my first AA meeting, and it was a women's group out in Lakeside. And I thought the secretary was employed by Alcoholics Anonymous, and I was waiting for them to start working the steps and hand out pamphlets, and I wasn't quite sure what was going on. But they told me I didn't have to drink anymore, and I liked the way that sounded, and I didn't know how to not drink, you know. I stuck around for a couple months, and then I slowly went out, you know, and I never really committed myself to the program. I never worked the steps. I had a sponsor, but I didn't know what to do with the sponsor, and so, of course, I ended up drinking again. And I remember that first time I drank, I went out hard, you know. Like, drink to oblivion, you know. Like, was never mildly intoxicated. I was always just, you know, completely annihilated. So I went out of Alcoholics Anonymous at that time with a resentment, you know, and I held on to that resentment for 6 years before I got sober. And during that 6 years, I may have accomplished some things, you know, like I went to school, I had my own apartment, I had a car, you know, so I thought, okay, well, those things are fine, you know, but I was still alone, isolated, physically ill, financially not well, you know, just barely getting by. And yeah, so it was 6 more years of drinking. And during those 6 years, I never developed any real friendships or real relationships. I was very much alone in my apartment by myself drinking, you know, and I didn't know how to stop. And I finally got to that point where I couldn't consume enough fluid, and I wanted to die. And I remember sitting on the edge of my bathtub, and I'm like, now what, you know? And this was a few weeks after a really bad blackout where I hit a car, maybe? I don't know. I hit something when I was driving in a blackout, and that was kind of like an eye-opener for me. So then a couple weeks later, I was sitting on the edge of that bathtub, and I was like, what do I do, you know? And I went to an outpatient program, and I asked for help. I took 3 weeks off from work, and I remember saying that my only problem is drinking. If I just stopped drinking, everything else will be fine. And well, I stopped drinking, and I realized that things weren't fine, you know? Not only the external stuff, but the internal, that unmanageability, that spiritual malady, you know, that, you know, I had no emotional intelligence or emotional sobriety or stability. And so I went to this outpatient program, took 3 weeks off from work, which was huge for me to actually concede to, you know. I didn't get to my first AA meeting until I was just before I turned 30 days sober. And I went to a women's meeting, Gifts of Grace. It's Friday night, Mission Valley. It was suggested by the outpatient program that I was in. And I went there, and there was a group of women there who introduced themselves. And there was one woman in particular who invited me out to coffee the next day. And we met up for coffee. And that was, like, really the first time that the first time that I actually started to get, like, connected, you know. And that woman, she told me about God Squad 2, which is my home group now. I went there the next morning, Saturday morning. And then I met another woman who introduced herself and came up to me and invited me to Old Town Speaker the next night. And so I went there the next night. And from that weekend, like, my program just took off, you know. It was because of the women in the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous is the reason why I'm sober today, absolutely, without a doubt. You know, they took me in. I found a sponsor. I worked the steps really fast. 3 years ago, on March 13th, my brother died of alcoholism at 28 years old. I was 5 months sober, and I remember, like, that point. I remember there was, like, this moment where I was like, I'm either going to finish the steps, because I think I was on step 4 at the time. I'm going to finish the steps, or I'm going to drink, you know? And so that motivated me to get through the steps relatively quick. And then that sponsor moved to North County, and then I asked Lauren to be my sponsor. And she started sponsoring me, and a week after I started working with her, I got my first sponsee. And that's when my world actually had meaning to it. You know, my life actually has meaning to it. You know, I've got these women who I'm able to reach my hand out to, just like the women did for me, you know. And working the 12 steps with another woman has given me far more than my own steps, honestly, you know, like watching these women grow and develop and live life sober and face things sober is just such an inspiration to me, you know. My life has taken on a whole new meaning because of Alcoholics Anonymous. I never thought I would be that person that would be like AA, you know. Like, I hated Alcoholics Anonymous. Like, I wanted nothing to do with the whole God thing. I thought I needed something more sophisticated, you know, and it was just like, but it turns out that that's exactly what I needed. I needed that connection with another woman, the accountability. I needed the commitments at meetings. I needed to find some sort of higher power, you know, and I don't understand what it is. I have no idea, but I see it working in other people's lives. I see it working in my life. You know, I have to keep my eyes open and continue to seek God, you know, continue to seek that higher power and look for the synchronicities and you know, the common, you know, themes in life and really look for it. Because clearly there's something here that's keeping me sober. I wanted to be sober. I just didn't know how to do it. You know, I couldn't not drink. And I lived that way for a very long time. And because of the 12 steps, I've had a spiritual awakening, and I continue to come back even when I don't necessarily want to. You know, I don't always want to go to meetings or answer my phone, but I do because for me it's life or death. You know, I don't really have much of a choice. But I'm very grateful to be here tonight, and thank you for asking me to chat. And, yeah, thank you.